Good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Fine Food Friday, the 15th of February. I'm Brian Shields, and for Ray Graff, we're putting a sweet spin on things today. We discuss the maple syrup industry. Here in the studio to answer your questions about how to produce syrup and the numerous ways you can use it in your diet are three folks from the Justamere Tree Farm in Worthington, Massachusetts. The husband and wife team of J.P. and Marianne Welch have owned and operated the farm for 37 years. Joining them is Lenore Hahn, who is involved in all of the farm's operations from the tapping to the marketing. If you have a question about maple syrup or the industry at large, give us a call, 800-348-2551. That's 800-348-2551. Emails at voxpop@wamc.org. Maple syrup, your calls all coming up on Vox Pop right after the news. Hello again and welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in program. I'm Brian Shields in for Ray Graff. Today we're going to tap into the world of maple syrup. Three members of the Justamere Tree Farm in Worthington, Massachusetts, the husband and wife team of J.P. and Marianne Welch, have owned and operated the farm for 37 years, beginning as a family hobby of maple sugaring in their woods with buckets. The farm has grown into a 5,000-tap operation, fully powered by solar energy. In the early 90s, Marianne and J.P. made and sold their first batches of maple cream, stirring the heated syrup by hand. They now operate two maple cream machines, turning out 60 pounds of cream in just a day. Also here today, Lenore Hahn is working her second sugaring season at the farm, taking part in all the operations from tapping to marketing. She has a degree from Pittsburgh College in nutritional cooking, a master's degree in public health, and has focused her career around the production of local food, food access, and food equity. The number to call with your maple syrup questions today, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. J.P., Marianne, and the Lenore, welcome to the program today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Also, you can tweet your questions and comments at WAMC Vox Pop. Email us at voxpop@wamc.org. But the phone number, 800-348-2551. All right, most of us know that you tap a tree, you put a bucket under it, then what happens?
Well, a lot of folks think you put a bucket under it, and then actually the syrup comes out of the tree.
Yeah, it doesn't.
No.
I know that much. Is it the is it the sap that's coming out?
It's the sap that comes out of the tree.
Yeah.
And a very common number for sap coming out of a tree is 40 to 1. Some areas you might get that if you have a very large tree that has a huge crown and the sugars the sap can be very sweet in there. So the sugar varies quite a bit. Almost all of our trees are in a forest environment, so the crowns are smaller. You know, they're struggling for more sunlight. We actually a typical year, it takes about 60, 62 gallons to one from start to finish. You always start, the sap is sweeter in the very early part of the season.
And this may sound like a stupid question, but it has to be a maple tree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a stupid question. Yes, it has to be a maple tree.
Yeah.
Both.
Well, they are making sap out of black walnut. Syrup out of black walnut. I've had some. I liked it. They're making birch syrup now. So other trees, but when you're making maple syrup, you're only tapping maple trees.
Okay, you're done. You take the bucket off the tree. Then what happens?
You have to bring it to the sugar house and you boil it down. I don't want to get too techy, but we run a reverse osmosis. That's a simple process that we run the sap through. It's essentially a nano filter that the sap is pushed through under high pressure. It expels some of the water, which you get rid of. Now you boil concentrated sap. So we're boiling concentrated sap with a wood-fired evaporator. That's it's an extremely high efficiency evaporator.
Marianne, what attracted you and JP to this business?
Well, 36 years ago, we bought the piece of property, and we felt like we wanted the property to make money for us, and we wanted to live off the land. And my husband, JP, he did some maple sugaring at a neighbor farm. And then we decided, well, we can do this. We have maple trees on our property. So it kind of all started back then.
Now you got 5,000 taps.
Yeah. It got out of control.
And also with us is Lenore Hahn, who is working there from tapping to marketing. And Lenore, you've got a degree in public health. And, you know, for most people, you think maple syrup, you think sugar, you think sweet. But is it healthy?
It is. Actually, yeah. I'm glad you asked that. So the University of Rhode Island got a $500,000 grant from the USDA to study the health benefits of maple syrup. And they've discovered 52 phenyl compounds in the syrup that are good for things like anti-inflammatory, antioxidant. There's one that was recently discovered that has never been seen in nature before. And so the researcher thinks that there's something that's happening when the heating process happens in the evaporation. And that particular compound they're using to combat diabetes.
800-348-2551, the number to call. We're talking maple syrup and a maple diet today on Vox Pop with 800-348-2551. Also, email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Tweet your questions and comments, WAMC Vox Pop. But again, the number to call is 800-348-2551. Of course, maple syrup. That's the first thing people think when they think maple syrup. But you brought on a whole bunch of stuff. Maple salmon, maple sugar, something with bourbon in it and maple syrup, and a whole lot of stuff. So it's not just maple syrup, is it? It can be so many things.
Right. And when we first started making syrup, it primarily was just syrup. Mm-hmm. And as people have experimented with maple and other products, they've become a larger part of what we sell. So we go to farmers markets, we do fairs. Approximately 50% of our sales is syrup. 50% of our sales are the other products. And people are using maple in drinks, seasoning, mm-hmm. baking, cooking. We make maple cream. So there's a lot of other options besides just syrup.
What's maple cream? What do you do with that?
So maple cream, I can give you a taste of that, Brian.
All right.
We cook the syrup to a much greater density. Mm-hmm. Then you have to cool it down and then whip it. Mm. And what I never get tired of telling people about the maple cream.
Delicious.
It's one ingredient, maple. There's nothing else mm-hmm. in it.
So you can put that on what? Sandwiches?
Anything you want to put. Sandwiches. Yeah.
Desserts in particular.
Yeah. it's really quite good mixed with any kind of fat.
We've got a maple cookie here, too. What else might I not be thinking of that you put maple onto or into? What's the, I don't want to say strangest thing, but the most unusual thing that perhaps people might think, I didn't know you could do that with maple?
Probably people know about dressings, marinades, desserts, of course. Really, it goes very well with any of the meats like pork, beef, chicken, and vegetables. Like if you're roasting vegetables in the oven, a little bit of maple syrup mixed with olive oil, it'll like caramelize mm-hmm. the whole dish. But cocktails is probably the most recent. Everybody loves the maple in the cocktails. That's kind of the big news out there. And in your coffee.
Okay.
Always use maple in your coffee.
Lenore, what about what makes maple syrup as far as the government's concerned? What do you have to have in it so you can put maple syrup and not pancake syrup on the label? You see in the supermarket sometimes. It says pancake syrup. It's not really maple syrup, is it?
That's an excellent question. You have to be kind of aware of that when you're buying syrups off the shelf, especially at the grocery store. So if it is, if you're buying it from a sugar house, it has to be pure maple syrup. That's it. And Marion and JP, that's why I work at their farm, is because they are 100% true to that. They don't ever use any kind of corn syrup. And some people do mix their syrups. So you just have to read the label, know what you're buying, make sure that it's 100% maple syrup.
But what does the government demand, 100%, before you can put maple syrup on the label?
I don't actually know the answer to that in mm-hmm. terms of labeling. I'm not sure.
Okay. If it says pure maple syrup,
it's 100%.
It has to say pure maple syrup.
Anything added to perhaps get your maple syrup to another market? I don't know if preservatives is the right word, but something just to keep it together and to keep it from, does it spoil? Can maple syrup spoil?
As long as it's packed properly, the answer is no, it does not spoil. Okay. But once you've cracked the seal on a container of maple syrup, then it needs to be refrigerated.
Okay. Yeah. 800-348-2551. Mona is calling from Bern. Mona.
Well, hi. I just want to tell you that our neighbors were making maple syrup, and he gave me a glass of just the sap, and it was the most delicious glass of water, pure and just scrumptious. So that's just a little comment about maple sap itself.
Anybody here drink sap?
Of course.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're right there with you, Mona.
I was so surprised. It was just like, just so pure and delicious. And just to think that our trees have such wonderful treats for us is wonderful.
Yeah, nature's energy
drink. Thank you for all the maple syrup. Thank you for doing that. And I just love maple syrup. I use it all the time. So thank you.
Glad to hear you calling, Mona.
Thank you very much for calling. 800-348-2551. The number to call is 800-348-2551. Emily in Plainfield, Massachusetts. Emily, go ahead.
Hi. Nobody even greeted me. Just to say hi to JP and Marianne, who are old friends and Hilltown neighbors, and tell them I sound great on the radio.
Thanks, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Hello, hello. I thought I heard Brian say you brought some salmon. Mm-hmm. One of the best recipes I know is just 3 tablespoons maple, 3 tablespoons Dijon, and a teaspoon of balsamic vinegar, and you marinate salmon fillets, like that's good for a pound, and grill them, and it is amazingly easy and amazingly good.
That sounds delicious, Emily. And the salmon I brought today actually is somewhat similar. It's maple syrup, white wine, grated raw ginger, and a little bit of sea salt. So
and same deal, just marinating, grill or broil?
Yep. I typically broil it, but yes, you could definitely put it on the grill. So, yeah, maple, it goes very well with salmon.
So I heard Brian talking about different uses, and this is surreal. I have never called Vox Pop, and nobody took my call and made me wait, so I hope I did as I was supposed to when you picked up the phone.
Well, somehow you got your name and your calling location on our little computer screen, so something
spooky.
Happened. Yeah.
But it's fun to hear JP and Marion and the maple products on the radio. Have a great afternoon.
Well, thank you, Emily. 800-348-2551, and the phones are really lighting up all of a sudden. Wow, people love maple syrup. It's Victor in Massachusetts. Hello, Victor.
Hello.
Hi.
I wanted to know if maple syrup, if I could use it in my hummingbird feeders instead of sugar.
That's a good question, Victor. I don't see why not.
I would think as we benefit from the
maple. Not either, but I've always been afraid to do it.
I mean, it's nature's food.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not. It's glucose, so.
Can I mix it with water, though? I mean, usually you mix sugar with water, so mixing the maple syrup with water.
Yeah, you have to do a little experimenting to see what the right ratio is. But sure, go ahead.
Give
it a try. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, that's very nice of you to share it with the birds.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's why.
All right, thank you very much. I think we lost Victor, but definitely for the hummingbirds. 800-348-2551. More calls today on Vox Pop. The number to call is 800-348-2551. JP and Marianne Welch are here. They are from Justamere Tree Farm in Worthington, Massachusetts. We're talking maple syrup today. Also here, Lenora Hahn, who works at the farm and does a lot there, tapping to marketing and everything in between. The number here, 800-348-2551. We have an email from Eileen and Sue, and I think we touched on this briefly. What's the best way to keep maple syrup? How long does it keep? You mentioned it doesn't go bad, but how do you keep it? Do you want to keep it out of the sun or away from the heat, that kind of thing?
If you buy a container of maple syrup, it would be best if it was kept in a cool room even before it was open, or at least certainly not on a sunny windowsill or something like that. And the syrup, once it's in a container, it likes a constant temperature. So if you bought several jugs and you want to keep them for a while, just in a room that has a stable temperature, that's the best way, really.
You mentioned glucose, Lenore. When we hear glucose today, we think, oh, no, stay away, but it's okay.
Well, I mean, that's the beauty of maple syrup is that it's got a lower glycemic index than white sugar. It's got a lower glycemic index than corn syrup. That just means that it doesn't spike your blood sugar. And it's got all of the beneficial vitamins, phosphorus and calcium and magnesium along with it. So you're getting a lot of those trace minerals when you're using it as a sweetener.
800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Paul in Pittsfield. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi. I have a question regarding sap. When I was a kid, my father used to go sapping and take me with him, and he would bring home the sap and just put it in the refrigerator and drink it like it was a really nice, refreshing glass of water. But I tried it a couple of years ago, and it turned sour on me. Is there anything I should do, like pasteurize it or something like that?
I'm not sure how you could pasteurize the sap and still have the benefits of that. I think there might be a process, but that's we don't do that. And the sap will start to spoil after time. You could freeze it if you wanted to do that, and then take it out of the freezer, and once it's thawed, you could drink it.
What if I just boiled it for a minute or so? Does that throw off any germs or anything?
There again, I have never personally experimented with that, so I don't know if that would work.
I'm sure you've probably drank the maple sap, though, haven't you?
Well, we drink plenty of sap. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for calling, Paul. 800-348-2551. What's the history of it? Did the Native Americans decide one day, I'm going to poke something into that tree, put a bucket under it, and see what comes out? Who first did it?
Massachusetts first did it.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, everyone thinks it's Vermont, but it was Massachusetts, and the history is the Native Americans. And they used to carve out a hollow tree, hollow it out,
right,
and fill it with sap and actually have a fire next to it and put hot rocks in the sap, which would create evaporation. And they would have to take it all the way down to sugar because they had no way of keeping, you know, you didn't have glass containers to put the syrup in. So they would take it all the way to sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And they would make cakes out of it sometimes, or just the granulated maple sugar.
800-348-2551. Email at voxpop@wamc.org. Let's go to Lake George and talk to Jeff. Jeff, go ahead.
Hi. I'm an old Boston, New England boy, and have always loved maple syrup, the true maple syrup. But I have a secret for you that's really a super application. If you saute onions and mushrooms for use over a meat or whatever, and burn it off with B&B liqueur, and then add maple syrup into the mix after that, you have the most amazing sauce in the world. The flavor is just beyond belief.
That sounds absolutely delicious. Mm. And what I find is there isn't much that maple doesn't go with. it pairs well with most everything. But that sounds very delicious. Thanks for that.
The balance of the B&B and the maple syrup, when you burn the B&B off and add the maple syrup, it's just an amazing flavor. Just truly heavenly.
sounds good.
Thank you very much for calling, Jeff. The craft brewers will put just about anything in their beer. If they put maple syrup in, if anybody knocked on your farm door, any brewers say, hey, we want to buy some syrup?
So there's a brewer right in Worthington that is using syrup, and his father makes syrup, so he's using that syrup. But
really?
Brewers is becoming more popular brewing with beer.
Mm-hmm.
Our market primarily is a retail market. We don't really wholesale syrup. So they aren't going to come to us to buy wholesale syrup.
Well, Marion brought in a drink called what do you call that, by the way?
I actually call it
Bloody Marion. Or, no?
The spring peeper. Believe it or not, the spring peeper.
Really?
And it's made with bourbon and fresh squeezed orange juice and cranberry juice and. Yeah, you mix it, and the maple, of course, and you mix that all up. And you can even, I like to, like if I'm entertaining, I like to put a little maple sugar on the rim of the glass if you really want to give it and put it up to the next level. And that's quite good, too.
Years and years ago, there was that advertising slogan, it's not just for breakfast anymore. Remember orange juice?
Oh, yeah.
So maple syrup kind of had that kind of limitation placed on it somewhere a long time ago. So are you still fighting that? That it's not just for pancakes and waffles?
Oh, yeah, totally. And like JP said, we go out, we sell our products at farmers markets and shows. And we're constantly getting asked the question, what can I what can I do with maple syrup? What can I do with the maple cream, maple sugar? And that was really the big reason for writing the cookbook, which uses only maple as the sweetener, no refined sugar or anything. So we just love making the maple syrup and eating it, and it's so healthy for you that we want to share that with everybody.
800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. MB in Campbell Hall.
Hello? Hi.
Hi. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'm listening to the program, enjoying it very much. Great. I just wanted to say my husband and I started doing maple syrup about 3 years ago. We've fallen in love with it. But it was when I discovered the water, the liquid that comes out, that I got very excited. My girlfriend called it life-giving fluid. So I was looking into it, and there's a town in Korea where they tap the trees in the spring on the hillside, and all the water comes down, and they do almost like a cleanse over a period of days just with this maple water because there's so many nutrients in it, natural sugars. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you for calling. 800-348-2551. Lenore, we've been talking about the health benefits of it. Are people still out there thinking, well, it's sweet, it's sugary, it can't possibly be good for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would encourage anyone that's interested in the health benefits to look at the University of Rhode Island's website. There's some really interesting research that's happening around the phenol compounds that are being discovered in maple.
What is that? What's a phenol compound? For those of us who didn't pay attention in biology class.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little bit even deeper than my knowledge goes, but it's basically a chemical compound that's found within the syrup that has a beneficial antioxidant effect on the human body.
So that can... What, lower blood pressure or cholesterol?
Well, it can, one of the big things the sort of hot button topics that's really big right now is it's an anti-inflammatory, which we don't normally consider a part of a sugar, right? Yeah. So there's some really interesting research around using this type of sugar for anti-inflammatory benefits.
JP, how do you keep the tree alive if you're cutting into it every year? Aren't you? And you're draining it of sap, which I assume is the tree's blood in some way.
There's guidelines. Cornell University has published some, and Proctor's Maple Research up in northern Vermont has published some too. And you pay attention to guidelines. And actually, in current modern maple production, we're drilling a smaller hole in the tree, and we're putting fewer taps in the tree. So things have changed. You used to see a long time ago, you might see 4 or 5 buckets hung on a huge maple on a roadside tree. Nowadays, maybe two taps in a tree like that. That's it.
800-348-2551 from Burlington. Toffee, go right ahead.
First, I have a question. Do you restrict your tapping of the trees to only Acer sucra, the sugar maple, or do you use anything that's called a maple? Because in Pennsylvania, they tap anything that's called a maple, and the flavor of the syrup is just not good down there.
So that's a great question. We tap two kinds of maples. We tap sugar maple, and that's our primary, what we have primarily, and we also tap what they call a red maple, which is a soft, same name for soft maple. Red maple and swamp maple, all the same tree. We do tap those two kinds of maples. Research has shown that the red maples, there's no difference in the flavor of the syrup, and we haven't noticed any.
Now, have you tried using maple syrup on freshly cooked wild rice? It is so good, and it's easy on the stomach when you're tired at night.
I have not. I've eaten plenty of wild rice, but I've never tried that one, but I bet it's delicious. I will. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
800-348-2551. When is the syrup season? When do you tap the trees?
Another great question. So we have two helpers at home right now walking the lines looking for leaks. So we're tapped. We're about 50% tapped right now. It fluctuates on the year, but in the last several years, we've made a lot of syrup in February, which has not been the norm.
Really?
March used to be our big month.
So it was early spring, late winter?
Early to mid-February, you really kind of want to be ready for the season. So it's advanced. It's earlier in the year is what I should say. And that depends how far north you are. And obviously, northern New York, Vermont, you're starting later.
How's the weather treating you these days? What kind of weather is good for maple syrup?
We love those cool nights and sunny days. That's what we look for.
800-348-2551. Let's talk to Bridget in Richmond. Hello, Bridget.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Hey, GP. Hey, Marianne.
Hey, Bridget.
Hi. I was wondering if you could explain the best way to make sugar on snow. If you wanted to do that at home, what could someone do to make sugar on snow?
Well, I know there's a temperature you heat the syrup up to, and I don't know that exact number. Do you, JP?
No, I know when we make the granulated maple sugar, we take it up to 265. But I've never put it on snow. I don't know the answer to that.
But basically, if you find out the right temperature, then you just pour it on that snow, and then you take it and wind it up with a stick. You've probably seen that. Have you had it, Bridget? Actually?
Oh, yeah. We tried to make it last year for a dinner party dessert and kind of failed, but I thought you might have some insight.
I am sorry to say I don't. Google it.
Oh, that's okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling 800-348-2551. Sunderland, Massachusetts. Barbara.
Hello.
Hi.
You were saying, and I'm a maple fan, maple syrup fan. You were saying that not to leave it on the windowsill or sit it out once the seal is broken. So with that in mind, I'm thinking it's probably a caution not to give it to hummingbirds because it sits in the feeder in the sun and gets very hot. So it's probably unsafe for the hummingbirds. Everything I've read said don't give them honey, don't give them anything. Don't give them anything you buy, just boil some sugar water. So I'm thinking that maybe the same problem would occur with maple syrup. Someone needs to Google that. I'm not where I can right now, but that's a caution.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. 800-348-2551. Susan in Niskayuna also has some thoughts on that. Susan, are you there? No, you're not. 800-348-2551. Let's try Mike in Altamont. Mike.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good.
Hey, I got a question. I'm a home brewer, and I've always wanted to try to make maple syrup, so I've got my brew kettle. I've got a bunch of maple trees on my land, and I wanted to just try to experiment. And then after hearing the comments about drinking just the sap coming out of it, I'm going to try that also. Is it just I can get some local taps at like a local agway and get I have 5-gallon buckets that I use for my homebrew and then go from there and just boil it down?
So what town are you from?
He's in Altamont.
Altamont, yeah. So I'll be shocked if there isn't some maple equipment dealers in your area. You know, we're in Western Massachusetts in our town, which is a large producing maple syrup town. We have two maple syrup dealers. So, you know, you might have to just ask around. Your local agway might be able to tell you, but I'd be shocked if you didn't have somebody reasonably close to you that could hook you up with what you needed.
Cool. Yeah, I just wanted to experiment. Sounds like it's kind of fun.
Thank you very much. 800-348-2551. What's the biggest mistake the amateurs make when they start tapping trees?
They get impatient, and they walk away from the pan when it's boiling, and then they burn their pan. Because as you get closer to the syrup temperature, as your sap, you're boiling away more water, the temperature rises a lot quicker.
Let's talk to Clint in Milford, PA. Clint.
Hi, folks. Really enjoying your show today. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Quick question here. I made a couple gallons of syrup last year, and I've kept it refrigerated, and some of it has crystallized. And I'm just kind of curious. It's kind of tough to get out of the jar. What can I do with that crystallized sugar I have left?
The reason it crystallized, you overcooked it just a little bit too much, which I don't ever consider that to be a problem. If it's undercooked, it could mold on you. So being overcooked, it turns to crystals. And the interesting thing is it'll crystallize only until your container of syrup gets back to the proper density. And then it stops the crystallization process. So you can put that container in, say, a pot of hot water and just slowly warm up those crystals. Personally, I like to knock the crystals a little loose and get them out of there and just eat them like rock candy.
Ooh, sounds good.
Yeah, I thought you might like that.
Yeah. Oh, you bet. Oh, that sounds great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. 800-348-2551. Maple syrup today on Food Friday Vox Pop. More calls in a moment. Food Friday on Vox Pop. 800-348-2551. Anna calling from Goshen.
Hi. I have a comment and a question. I use about 3 or 4 gallons of maple syrup a year and a lot of maple cream, just about everything I can smear it on. Yeah, it's my primary sweetener. I love it. Sometimes when I keep it over the summer, if the pantry isn't cool enough and, you know, the gallon's been open, it'll mold a bit on top. For about 50 years, I've just been pouring some into a pan, letting it come to a boil to settle down, and skimming it, and it hasn't hurt me, and the syrup seems to be fine. So that's one thing. Hope it's okay, but I do it. I've always wondered, but I've been too embarrassed to ask a supplier, especially when I buy syrup, say, this time of year or, like, in it within another month. How do I know if I'm getting last year's syrup or next syrup or, you know, like, kind of what do you do if it's left over? And I don't know if it really matters. I use so much anyway, but I'm curious.
That's not really an issue. The syrup, once it's hot packed into a container, whether it's a bulk container or not, it's going to keep. We have syrup that I've kept to make the maple candies and cream, and I've had for years, and we open up an older container and use that. And there's no expiration date on pure maple. So I don't find that to be as much of a concern as you might think it would be.
Okay. I was just curious. I mean, I've never had a problem, and I love the syrup so much, but I always kind of wondered about that.
I want to give you one option on your container that you keep in your pantry, and you said sometimes it goes moldy on you. If you have room in your chest freezer, just fill up like a quart jar and put that in your refrigerator, and then put your larger container in a freezer that you have already opened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's doable. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. 800-348-2551. Are the wooden buckets the ones you have to use? Because those are always the ones we see in the Norman Rockwell paintings. Or do you got it? Can you use a metal bucket?
You can use a metal bucket, yeah. And I've seen plastic buckets out there now, also.
It doesn't affect the taste or anything?
No.
Okay.
No.
800-348-2551. Tim is in Olive Bridge.
Hi, Ray. This is Tim, the sap man from the Ashokan Center down in Olive. And I have some recipes, some drink recipes to share with you. Anyone that's ever done maple sugaring knows that it's a long, sometimes boring process going in late into the night and often cold. And some of the drinks that I've discovered use the sap right out of the evaporator. One, you brew some almond tea with it and put in a shot of spiced rum. That one is called a sap sucker. Then there's another one, half-cooked sap with a specific type of Kentucky bourbon. That one is called a Sap Daniels. And the last one is one of my favorites. I've been told that Frank Zappa was a big coffee drinker. So if you take the half-cooked sap and add some Kahlua, you come up with a Frank Zappa.
Oh, jeez. Clever.
All new to us. It's going to be a fun sugaring season this year. Yeah. I'll tell you what.
We'll be sure to try at least one of those.
I don't think
it makes those long nights at the Sugar Shack much more enjoyable, especially if you have some good company to share them with.
You know, thank you very much. I mean, Frank Zappa wrote a song about dental floss, so I don't see why he can't write a song about, sap in his coffee. 800-348-2551-800. Let's see. Lori. Lori is in Stamford, Vermont. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm wondering if you could discuss the grades of maple syrup and what is the best one for baking. And when you do bake with it, how do you substitute maple syrup? syrup for sugar, what would the proportions be?
First, JP, you tell the grades.
I'll talk about the grades, which is a good question because in the last 2 to 3 years, there's been a whole change of the grade, the labeling system. So now it's an international grading system. And there's very dark strong, mm-hmm. which we recommend for cooking. There's dark robust, which we like that on the pancakes. It has good maple flavor. Then there's two lighter grades. One's golden, and there's, I think, delicate is another one. The two lighter grades, personally, I find them sweet without that much flavor. So we typically use those grades to make the maple cream and the candies. And by the time you've cooked it down, you get the maple flavor.
And I would agree with JP as far as cooking, whether it's your meats, vegetables, cocktails, whatever. I like to use the darker grade of syrup.
Very dark.
It'll give it a much more of a mapley taste, which is why you're using it. You want that full flavor of maple. And Lenore knows about the measurements.
So if you're substituting any recipe that you have that calls for white sugar, brown sugar, molasses, anything like that, you can substitute maple syrup. So if it's a powdered, if it's a dry sugar that the recipe is calling for, you're going to use 3/4 cup of maple syrup for every 1 cup of dry sugar. And then you're going to have to adjust the liquid ingredients by 1/4 cup. You're going to reduce, if it's calling for milk or something like that, you would reduce the milk by 1/4 cup. And if it's calling for honey, you could replace, maple syrup 1-to-1 with that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And I, too, am enjoying your program a great deal. Thanks again.
Thank you for calling, Lori. 800-348-2551. Joe is in New Baltimore. Joe?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Great show. I have not a question, just an old nostalgic thing. I'm an old-timer. I used to live in Palinville. Now I'm in Earlton, New Baltimore. And I used to take my kids out in the woods, now my grandchildren. And we'd find maple trees that were kind of damaged, lower limbs, fortunately, and icicles would form. And we'd snap them off and chew on those. And they were frozen. Are you familiar with that at all?
Yeah.
Yes.
All the time. Yeah.
Sapsicles. Oh, yeah. Sapsicles, they call them.
My kid. Yeah. What are they called?
Sapsicles.
Yeah. That's what I would call them. My grandkids loved them, and I must confess, I enjoyed them myself. All right. That's all. Great show, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
800-348-2551. Dickon in Windsor, Massachusetts.
Hi, JP.
How you doing, Dickon? Fellow Good. Maple producer.
Hey, the comment that I wanted to make was that maple syrup is one of the only agricultural products that it comes from an unaltered native ecosystem. Certainly every other sweetener comes from a plantation of some sort, the destruction of the original ecosystem to create a crop, whereas maple syrup comes out of our native forests and all the birds, all the wildlife, everything that's part of that ecosystem is undisturbed by creating maple syrup.
Lots of reasons to be passionate for making maple, right, Dickon?
Yep. Exactly. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. 800-348-2551. Lenore, you're the marketing person. How did Vermont steal Massachusetts' glory?
It's a really good question. One of the things we're trying to do is that Vermont has a bird habitat. It's like a new project that they're doing, and they're using maple sugaring operations to do bird habitats, and we're trying to get that in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. So.
Do they have more maple trees there, or is it just a better state? Or
that's actually a better question for JP than for me, yeah.
In Vermont, do they have more maple? Yes, they have more maple trees than what we have, yes.
Not a better state, necessarily.
No.
our Vermont listeners just turned off the radio.
Yeah. Right.
Darren in Saratoga, go ahead.
Yes, hi. The temperature at which you make maple
sugar on snow is 230 degrees, or 231 approximately.
Thank you.
There was a question about that.
Yeah.
Also, I grew up in northern New York, and we called it wax on snow, not sugar on snow.
Hmm. Right.
And
I've heard that.
More like a taffy type texture. And lastly, I'd like to add that when my father made maple syrup and my grandfather, we did not use a thermometer to test the temperature to determine if the syrup was ready. We used the scooper, which is a rectangular type scooper, and they would hold the scoop up vertically, and then the straight edge on the bottom would be horizontal. And when that syrup formed a constant ribbon off the bottom of the scoop, the syrup was ready.
Yeah, they call
no
that
thermometer.
They call that sheeting. And there are folks that still do that now that will stick that in there. They'll hold it up.
Right.
And as the syrup comes off of there, it'll look like a bed sheet. It'll come right off like a sheet. And then you're at syrup.
Very good. Interesting program. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Let's talk now to Tad in Bennington, Vermont.
Hi there. You just actually you answered my question on grading system there a few minutes ago. But I just did want to comment that we do enjoy cooking with syrup very much, especially the roasted vegetables, and nothing beats maple syrup on salmon on a cedar plank on the grill. So love your show. Thanks.
Thank you.
Sounds delicious.
We have an email from Kevin. I have two silver maples on my property. I would like to tap with buckets, and each tree splits from the central trunk at 3 feet up the central trunk. Should I tap below or above where the tree splits into two trunks? Yeah, how high up do you go on the tree?
Generally speaking, we put the taps, you know, anywhere from waist height to as far up on the tree as we can reach. You just want to tap the tree and pick the healthiest spot that you can to put the tap, and it'll be the most productive.
Does sap run downhill with the more sap at the bottom of the tree?
The sap moves up and down the tree.
Yeah.
Okay. But you want to have your tap hole in the healthiest spot on the tree you can, from, say, waist height up to as high up as you can reach.
800-348-2551. Let's talk now to Tony. Tony in Mechanicville.
Hi. I was just kind of wanting to make a comment that I'm allergic to folic acid, and maple syrup is the only thing sugar type that I can eat that doesn't give me zit on my face.
Well, one more great reason to eat some more maple, right?
Right. But I can eat all the maple. I can't, you know, I can bake with it, all of that stuff. I can't have folic acid at all in my system. And ever since I stopped having folic acid, I can have the maple syrup with no problem.
That's awesome.
Interesting.
You just sold a lot more maple syrup than teenagers, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
A few minutes left. 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Rich is in Stony Creek.
Hello. I'd like to make a comment about a book that I've read. It's the name of the book is The Hidden Life of Trees. It's written by Peter Wallenbeck, Wohlleben. It's very interesting. It's a scientific book about communication, transfer of energy from tree to tree, and helping each other survive and use all their resources. It is an interesting book. I suggest it to anyone, and thank you. Great show.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. 800-348-2551. Let's talk now to Joanna in South Hadley.
I think this will be a quick one. When I've seen the very old-fashioned kind of metal buckets hanging from the trees, I've often thought to myself, you know, I've done away with using some old kitchen appliances and kitchen things that were galvanized metal. And I just wonder if there's any danger to collected sap sitting in galvanized buckets, if that's been done away with, or if there's any cautionary note about it. Thanks.
I could respond to that.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, so the buckets nowadays, I think most of what you're seeing are going to be a shinier finish on them than the old galvanized buckets. And yes, the old galvanized buckets, people are getting rid of those. They're no longer using them for the most part. On rare occasion, I see one. The concern with those old buckets was the solder. Solder used to have lead in it. Okay, so that is a concern if there's a lot of old buckets out there. But I don't see, particularly in our area, no one even hangs a bucket in our area anymore. Everybody's on tubing.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. 800-348-2551. Let's talk to Bill in Poughkeepsie. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just thought I'd let you know I'm one of the few people that have college credits in maple syrup.
Nice. I missed that school. What school was that?
Paul Smith. I went to the park.
Yeah.
Very cool.
You collect the sap from buckets into a vat on a horse-drawn sled. And so it was a great time.
That's very cool.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Bill. 800-348-2551. Let's talk to Mike is in Marlboro, Vermont. Mike, he's got a joke.
Hey there. Hey there. How's it going? I just wanted to tell a quick story. In Vermont, on April Fool's Day, I don't know if it was Forest and Parks or whatever, but they did a whole story about the history of tapping trees and the Indians and the colonists, and then went on to tell people in, you know, very deadpan fashion. It's just really tough for folks to get out there and tap these trees. And so, don't you know, these trees are under pressure. And when you're out in the woods, you need to watch out because they could explode at any time.
Yeah. That was an NPR. That was an NPR thing. And how many people called us up and asked us, are your trees okay? Did you tap them soon enough?
They did.
Great show. Great show, fellas.
Thank you.
Please.
Have a good day.
Please don't tell me these people were saps, right? Believing it? No. Okay. Sorry. We have time for maybe one more call, maybe two. Let's talk to Jonathan.
Hi. I'm from Charlemont, and my wife and I run a theater company called PT Theater Company, and just wanted to invite the folks from Just a Mere Tree Farm. I think we actually met once at the farmer's market in Amherst to our Syrup One Sweet Performing Arts Festival on March 9th in Shelburne Falls. We've got we do pancake breakfast from 11 to 2:30. With a whole bunch of different syrups out for people to try, different grades, and serve buckwheat pancakes. And then we have family audiences, shows starting at 2:30. So it's sort of like a big celebration of spring and sap. And it would be great to highlight Just a Mere.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. 800-348-2550. I think we're just about out of time. Do you have a website you'd like to share?
It's justamiretreefarm.com.
Just a Mere. Just spell that just so everybody.
J-U-S-T. A-M-E-R-E, then Tree Farm, all one word.
Any tours at the farm? Or no?
Our farm, so we're on a very back road. Yeah. We're the last house on that very back road. And really, I've had to pull people out during the sugaring season that come down to visit. So, yeah.
So, in other words,
but get out. Get out and go to sugar houses wherever you are. But get out and go to farmers markets for the syrup.
Well, I want to thank JP and Marion Welch, as well as Lenore Hahn of Just a Mere Tree Farm in Worthington, Massachusetts. Support for Fruit Friday comes from Big Elm Brewing. Tap room open Thursday through Sunday, noon to 7. Crafting ales and lagers in Sheffield, Massachusetts since 2012, BigElmBeer.com. The Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine and spirits retailer. Over 40 years providing products from classic to new labels, spirithaus.com. Blue Heron Restaurant and Catering, serving globally inspired, locally sourced cuisine for over 20 years, open for dinner Tuesday through Sunday at 5, blueherondining.com. Thanks to our engineer today, Zach Malloy. Barb King took your calls. Our producer, Jim Lavoulis. I'm Brian Shields. Thanks again for joining us today on Food Friday. No Medical Monday show next week on President's Day. Vox Pop will be back on Tuesday with the copyright form. Have a great weekend. Stay tuned now for news.